This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Brutal heat, rain, and snow. Depending upon where you are, you may see some severe weather. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
Hot and cold extremes expected this week across the U.S., with a heat wave extending from the southwest to the northeast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be pretty oppressive, and again, it's going to be covering multiple days as well, so it's not just going to be, you know, like it comes in quick and then goes away.
Triple digits in the southwest, upper 90s to at least 100 in the northeast, breaking records.
Thursday, Manchester, New Hampshire currently has a forecast high of 103. That would break their high temperature record by 5 degrees.
The southwest will get hit with the opposite weather.
It's actually cool, it's wet, and we do have snowfall for the higher terrain.
Orison says snow in the Rockies, the possibility of flash flooding in the Gulf states from excessive rain. I'm Julie Walker.
California's been wrestling with wildfires. The AP's Jennifer King.
Crews are attacking multiple wildfires in California amid high temperatures and strong winds. The Post Fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. I'm Jennifer King.
Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. He's calling on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms. Donald Trump's campaign says the contrast between former President Trump and President Biden will be very clear on the debate stage. They'll face off on June 27th. Joe Biden's reelection campaign says it's using a $50 million advertising blitz targeting voters in battleground states to highlight what it calls the stark contrast between the two men. This is AP News. A surprise at the theaters. The AP's Margie Zarletta's got it.
The slow year for movie ticket sales had a major turnaround this weekend with the release of Inside Out 2.
This is Joy, coming to you live in Riley's mind.
The sequel to Inside Out has earned $155 million domestically at the box office, according to studio estimates. No movie has opened with more than $100 million this year, and Inside Out was not expected to crack that. Bad Boys Ride or Die had a strong second weekend with $33 million, putting it in second place. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is third, followed by the Garfield movie and The Watchers. I'm Margie Zarletta.
They've installed a crowd control gate halfway up Japan's Mount Fuji this morning, ahead of the July 1st start of this year's climbing season. Some officials, though, say they need more to control overcrowding on the lower slopes. They're addressing growing problems on the mountain. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.